Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 5 of our 40 days of transformation. We've explored I Am, Aum, Aham Brahmasmi, and Ritam. And perhaps today it's time to just let go and spend this meditation simply being mindful. Mindful meditation is the opposite of focus or concentration, or even the repetition of anything else. Mindfulness meditation is truly being mindful, awake to every single moment without there being an interpretation or a bias in each of those moments. Just you, sitting with what is, as the silent witness, watching your thoughts, witnessing your emotions, observing your breath and all that exists in every moment. I'm feeling the breeze. My finger just moved. I just had a thought about my cousin. There was a sound over there. I'm making lists. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. My knee itches. I'm hungry. Are all experiences during mindfulness, the sweet beauty of mindfulness. And so how do we approach mindfulness? How do we embrace detachment? By essentially letting go and allowing whatever flows to flow. And then we start to dig deeper and deeper, letting it go and feeling the moment. Mindfulness meditation is all about present moment awareness. Here we are in this precious, sacred moment. And of course, we sometimes are so wrapped up in good, bad, right, wrong. This is fortunate, this is unfortunate, this is evil, this is positive, this is negative. All those are judgments. It's not a question of them being right or wrong or good or bad. They're all judgments that constrict our awareness. They only isolate this moment. 10 years ago, my dear friend and mentor, Dr. David Simon, shared with me the tale of the Sufi farmer. Since then, I've read that it's actually an ancient Chinese tale, and I've also read that it's a Middle Eastern tale, and many of us have heard it in some other type of format. So it's clearly a universal tale. But it's a tale of the farmer who has a horse and a son, and one day he wakes up and the horse, his beautiful sweet horse that he counts on for everything, has run out of the stable. His son apparently left the latch open and the horse has run away. And so everyone from the town comes to him to tell him how unfortunate his circumstance is. And the man says, "Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is just a snapshot of the moment. I'm detached." The next day, that horse comes trotting back into the stable, leading behind him 5 magnificent wild stallions. And everyone from the town says, "You're so fortunate. This is good. This is positive news." And the farmer says, "Well, we'll see what happens. We'll let it all unfold. We'll see what happens. This is just a snapshot of the moment. I'm detached." And the next morning, the farmer's son is riding one of those wild stallions trying to break it, and he's thrown off the horse, and instead he breaks his leg. And everyone from the town comes to him and says, "Oh, this is so negative. This is bad. This is so unfortunate." And the farmer says, "Well, I'm detached. We'll let the universe unfold and we'll see what happens." And the next day, the army comes to town and every single able-bodied man and boy is requested to ride into a certain death mission. And the army says to the farmer, "Unfortunately, old man, you're too old, but your son, he would qualify. But he's broken his leg. He won't be able to accompany us on this suicide mission." So everyone from the town comes to the man and says, "Oh my word, this is such spectacular news. You're so lucky. You're so fortunate. This is good. This is positive." And the farmer says, "Well, we'll see what happens. I'm detached. Let's let the universe unfold." And the next day, the army comes riding back into town. It wasn't a suicide mission. It was a great success. In fact, every single soldier, every single man and boy who headed off on that mission has come back with $1 million in gold. And so, of course, everyone from the town comes and visits the farmer to tell him how unfortunate, how unlucky, how negative, how sad, and how unfulfilling this news must be. And he says, well, I'm really unattached. Let's see how the universe unfolds. Now, of course, I created that last part of it, but there's even another part that I think is even more powerful, and it came to me in a dream one night. So there, everyone sits with all their gold, except for the man and his poor son with the broken leg. And everyone had just told him that everything was negative, and this was all bad news, that everyone other than him was a millionaire. And he said, well, I have detached from all of this drama. This is simply a snapshot of the moment. Let's witness without judgment, and we'll see how this all unfolds. And the next day, a marauding army comes to town and kills every single person who has gold. And so there was no one to come and visit the farmer to tell him how fortunate he was that he was not killed. This story could go on and on, but the reality is that we have this choice in every single moment to step back in that moment before we proclaim something good or bad, before we impose on it its negativity or its positivity, before we create its interpretation, create its importance, we have the ability to step back and say, oh, this is fascinating and interesting information. I wonder how it will unfold. Before we stop and stick a stake in the ground and tie ourselves to that interpretation, that translation, and that meaning. The great sage of ancient India, Patanjali, who's attributed with writing the Yoga Sutras, is known to have written, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha, which translated means, yoga, oneness, union, is the progressive quieting of the fluctuations of the mind. The guidance here, 2,000 years later, is that to have more clarity in the moment, to truly experience the cosmic mind, we have to step away from our interpretations, our analyses, our conclusions, our versions, and go beyond our concepts of good or bad. Transcend the judgment of the moment. Today we'll use mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness, no mantra, just floating to whatever sounds, physical sensations, thought forms float to us. But of course, upon receiving those thought forms, we'll let them go and allow ourselves to just float on to the next moment, the next thought, the next sound, the next physical sensation. And we'll simply witness it, allow it. Be mindful of it. The technique that I've developed to experience mindfulness is known as the mindful flow meditation. But first, let's just breathe for a little bit together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And effortlessly let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And throughout this sweet meditation, we will not own anything. We will not attach ourselves to anything. Once we find ourselves detached, we'll just surrender to that. And when we find ourselves attached, we will smile and detach and drift to the next present moment. In the sweet, mindful detachment meditation, wherever you find yourself, that's perfect. Wherever you realize you are in that moment, come back to this moment, but don't judge. Judge nothing. Be judgment free. So let's close our eyes, place our hand on our heart, and gently breathe into our heart through our fingers. And feel the breath as it flows into your heart. and feel it as it flows back out through your fingers. So we'll silently breathe in. Feel the breath come into your fingers and into your heart. And as you exhale, feel it flow back out through your fingers. Let's just stay in this space and breathe for a few moments, feeling the breath move in and out of our heart through our fingers, and simply witness it. And now move your hand to wherever on your body you truly feel the breath enter you. Maybe it is your heart, so just stay right there. But just gently move the tips of your fingers to that place where you feel the breath enter you. Maybe it's your belly, or your chest, your heart, your throat, your lips, your nose, your third eye, even the crown of your head. Gently move your fingertips to that space and just gently keep breathing. And we'll stay in this witnessing space as you watch your breath flow through your fingers. And if during the meditation that place seems to change, then move with it. We'll just settle in as we watch our breath flow into us and out of us. We'll practice this mindfulness for 10 minutes, and I'll ring the chime at the halfway mark, and then 3 times at the end. Feel free to meditate with us as long or as little as you like. And when you hear the 3 chimes, just sit gently with your eyes closed. toss me, I am the universe. Sit gently with your eyes closed, letting that mindfulness just settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And let's seal this mindful meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe together. Aum. Just one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all those hundreds of thousands of individuals who've shared this mindfulness with you. And you can smile that you are indeed transforming the world by transforming yourself. And now let's take some time for a metta moment. Today, don't worry about tomorrow. Today, let us flow into the world and judge nothing, nothing. At times, this may feel difficult to achieve, but let's put our attention there. Let's put our awareness on our need not to judge. And when we find ourselves judging, smile and innocently drift back to the in and out of your breath as the silent witness. Why do we judge? Because we don't feel we have enough information in a given moment, and we're looking for clarity, or we want to impose our perspective on the world. And yes, there may be some critical decisions that you need to make today, so obviously follow your heart and do whatever works. But in the back of your mind, rippling through all the fibers of your being, today, make a commitment to judge nothing. Don't judge people, don't judge events, don't judge circumstances. Don't judge what someone said. Don't judge what you said, or they, or you didn't. Be judgment-free. And throughout the day, when you find yourself judging, simply smile, take a long, slow, deep breath in, and see how that expansiveness, that openness, that acceptance will start to radiate from you and flow through everyone that you touch. And if you touch no one today, remember the radiance of your not finding the need to judge will be profound enough. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, and I'm wishing you peace, a judgment-free day, and sweet mindfulness. I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.